for there is no room in the inn for them. These are words that both challenge our love and acts as a sign of God's humble and abiding love for us. That you can think on that Christmas night that there was a knock at the night, and Joseph speaking on behalf of Mary and Jesus, who was still in her womb, seeks entrance to homes and lodgings of those in Bethlehem. Although the Jewish people in those days placed a high obligation upon the duty of hospitality to the stranger and passerby, the answer repeatedly is given, no room here. Mary's obviously advanced pregnancy and the imminency of delivery seem to make little difference. That indeed, it is a cold night, not so much in terms of air temperature, but in terms of the hearts of the people, that surely someone could make room for a pregnant woman. But no, no room in the inn. Yes, it is a cold night. The only warmth to be found is amongst the animals. An old Latin antiphon for Christmas says, O great mystery and stunning sacrament, that animals would see the newborn lying in a feed box. Here in the manger, warmth will be found among the animals. It is sometimes said that man can be brutish, but the reality is that we can sink even beneath the beasts, doing things to ourselves and to one another that even animals do not do. The scripture goes and says, the ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manger, but Israel does not know me. My people do not understand. They have forsaken the Lord. They have spurned the Holy One of Israel and turned their backs on him. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. There was a knock at the night. The animals received him and gave warmth. Yet we, his own people, knowing him, received him not. But in this midnight darkness and cold, light and warmth of God's love will shine forth. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. Surely God stoops low to come from lightsome heaven to our worn-torn, cold, dark world. As he stoops to the lowest place, being born in not in a palace or even a comfortable home, not in a hospital. No, he stoops to a manger, that God will defeat Satan's pride with humility. And all who find him this fateful night must also stoop. That the stooping of God is illustrated even the very topography of the area of Bethlehem. That the towns in the Holy Land are built on tops of tall hills, something that we really don't do here in America. Where the land is relatively scarce, this is done so as to leave the fertile valleys for our agriculture, so that they have food to live by. So Bethlehem is perched on the higher land, and the shepherds' fields lay below in the valleys. That the streets of Bethlehem are very steep, built on tiers, built on levels, and so thus the back lots of the homes, their backyards, their buildings, they go drop steeply down and beneath the buildings. That beneath the buildings, the people go and hollow out caves where animals and tools are kept. It's in such a place, down underneath, where Joseph and Mary sought hasty shelter, for it was a cold and dark midnight, and Mary's time had come, that God stooped with them to be born, among the animals and tools, in a damp cave, under a house or an inn. That those who want to find our God must stoop low. And even to this day, when one goes and visits Bethlehem and wants to see the place of Jesus' birth, one must first enter the church through what is called the door of humility. And for security reasons, this door was built only about 4 feet high. And you have to stoop greatly to enter through it. But yes, we must stoop to find our God. That the site of the birth is then at the end, on the other end of the basilica, under the altar area. Here again, more stooping is required. down deep stairs, through another low, narrow door, into a cave. And then to touch the spot where our Savior was born, one must kneel and reach forward into a narrower part of the cave. Here, Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, is what the inscription goes and says. The only way to get there is to bend down, to stoop. Yes, our God stoops. He stoops to the lowest place to find him and be with him. We too must be willing to stoop. That God hates pride. He just can't stand it because he sees what it does to us. And he comes to break its back, not with clubs or swords or by overpowering it, but with humility. The darkness cannot defeat darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot defeat hate. Only love can do that. Pride cannot defeat pride. Only humility can do that. So God stoops. And tonight, God calls us to this same humility. And he could have come down from heaven on a lightning bolt and stunned us into fearful submission, shown how awesome, how great he is. But instead, he goes to the lowliest place. He comes quietly, nonviolently, without threat, as an infant, as that innocent baby, that even in this lowly way, he is still calling us. So there's a knock at midnight. Scripture says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me." You can think, there's an old song that says, "Somebody's knocking at your door. Oh, sinner, why don't you answer?" That when human history is complete and the last books are written, one of the saddest lines of all that history will be this one. "For there was no room for them in the inn." No room. No room for the Holy Family. How strange and sad for this world that God simply doesn't fit. That he doesn't fit our agendas, our schedules, our priorities. That there's no room. He just doesn't fit. Scripture says he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the power to become the children of God. What could be sadder than to miss this gift? To become the very children of God that we become when we're baptized. Yes, the saddest line written in this world is that there is no room for him in the inn. So what of us? Is there room for Jesus in the inn of our hearts? If there is, Jesus comes bearing many gifts. There's a knock at the door at this very midnight. It sounds like Jesus. Somebody's knocking at our door. Will we let Jesus in this Christmas? Make room for Jesus. Every year he comes knocking. He stoops low, invites us to find him in the lowly places of this world, in the lonely places of our own lives. And what things in your life might be crowding out Jesus? What obstacles, preoccupations leave little room or no room for him? What keeps you from recognizing Jesus and opening the door wider when he comes? If you already opened the door for him many years ago, go and ask him to help you open up wider. That even though many of us have already invited Jesus in, we've gone and given him poor accommodations. We've gone and relegated him to the couch or the floor in our lives. And we need to make more room for Jesus. Make more room for him in the inn of our souls. I promise you that when Scripture tells us is true, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the power to become the children of God. And if you will receive the gift of him tonight and make greater room for him in your heart, I promise you total victory and transformation in Christ Jesus. That there will come to you an increasing gift of transformation into the very likeness of our God the Son, that we will be more and more configured to him, so that God the Father can recognize us more and more as his own children. That tonight is a night of gifts, and Jesus stoops low to give us a priceless gift, the power to become the children of God. Is there room in the inn of your hearts? It's night, and there's a knock at the door. Merry Christmas.